What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Jerry.
All right, thank you. I hope you caught on. Yeah.
What is it? All right, guys. But like, we bring you guys a special episode this time for the NFL playoffs. We're all pretty big NFL fans. But before we get into that,
I barely watch.
We got to cover. Deshaun Watson reportedly about to ask for a trade from the Houston Texans, that poverty franchise. What team do you guys think he should go to? Genuinely?
Dude, you know what I saw that what just blew my mind, that it's like not the worst thing ever? That someone was saying the Jaguars should trade the number one overall pick.
The thing is, the Texans wouldn't do that because it's like within the division. But like that's not.
But it's the number one overall pick.
Still, they wouldn't.
I know, like, but it's...
Yeah.
I obviously get why you wouldn't. But,
teams that I think should do it clearly. I would have no problem. I don't think the Dolphins are a team that needs to do it. It's not like a necessity. But if you do it and you trade two on the number three pick, I'm on board. And it's going to be like you're instantly going to become a contender in the division. I think you're instantly probably the second best team in the AFC, in my opinion. Get that defense. You get it with the AFC. Because our defense is better than the Bills.
Yeah, the Saints, lockdown just because, like, you know, very biased here. Like, how you
if
are
I had to give you a real answer, probably the Patriots. Yeah. Probably the Patriots.
But the thing is, I don't think he fixed all the Patriots' problems.
Yeah, they still have no offensive weapons.
Once that makes sense, okay. I think the 49ers should do it, even though this is another one of my teams, but it makes sense. It's a $10 million. It actually saves money if you trade for Deshaun Watson.
Like, I didn't read the article because we all started talking here before we started the podcast, but I saw this article saying why the 49ers are not going to do the trade. Like,
stupid. It's retarded because you save $10 million by getting Deshaun Watson.
Other teams for Deshaun.
And then you offer Jimmy G your first round pick, and then Eric Armstead or D4, who you're going to end up cutting anyways, to the Texans. Do it on a bunch of other picks because you're going to get a huge boatload for Deshaun Watson. But other teams that make sense, the Bears, Washington makes a lot of sense.
I think Washington is a big one.
Yeah. Because reportedly, Washington wants to offer Cam Newton a contract that's very incentive-laden, but is worth up to $50 million.
I'm not against it, honestly.
I'm not against it, but if you can get Deshaun Watson, that's a huge upgrade over Cam Newton.
Of course, but it's like, Patriots are going to cut Cam. You don't got to play with anything. You're
not going to cut
gotta
it.
Be
it's
like,
not
going to be like, hey, come
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't think they're gonna cut Cam. It's just gonna be like they're just not gonna bring him back. It kind of sucks for him. He's in a bad situation, but whatever. I think he can still play. I think he deserves another shot, but another starting chance. I don't think he's gonna get anywhere unless Washington gives it to him. But is he really an upgrade over Alex Smith?
I think not so much of an upgrade, but like
maybe
Smith, you always have like as like the coach, or whatever. You always like worry about that injury. Like if Chase Young, obviously that's
safe. But you can have the same worthy with
no, but like Alex Smith's history compared to Cam's history, like
Cam gets has a way more of an injury history. The only injury Alex Smith has really had, obviously, he has the bigger one.
Yeah, like that shit almost killed him. But,
right, but like Cam Newton, like if he gets hurt, he gets hurt all the time. The truth is, he didn't get hurt this year, but the way he plays a very brash style of football. So. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, if I'm Alex Smith, I'd probably retire after this year, if we're being honest. Yeah. You prove you can come back and do it. Just go out on top. And that's the way I feel. Also, a report came out, Drew Brees.
That's why.
This is probably his final season.
Probably. That's why I want Deshaun.
I mean, I think that'd be a good trade for them, but I don't know if they'd do it.
I don't know if they'd do it either.
They don't have the cap, bro. They just don't have
money. That's the thing with the 49ers, why I think... Like I was saying in the last podcast where I think the 49ers Super Bowl window is closing very rapidly. And if you're Shannon, you have to get the quarterback on board now because you're not going to be able to. And if you can get him in the cap already, like preloaded or whatever, you're saving money now because you have to re-sign Fred Warner. He's on the last year of his deal, so he's going to have to get paid. Nick Bosa's up pretty soon already. He's going to his third year next year. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to re-sign him soon. D4, you have to find a way to cut and let go of. Jimmy G is another contract that you probably have to get rid of. Now, if you get Deshaun Watson, you get rid of Jimmy G. If you don't find an upgrade for Jimmy G, then you're going to keep him. But you're going to have to move on from these guys. So the Super Bowl window is closing very soon for these guys. They have to make a move soon. Yeah. And I think my friend was telling me that that he shouldn't go to the 49ers, that he should go to the Bears. The 49ers are literally a better version of the Bears. You have a way better coach in Shanahan over Nagy. And like, there's literally like, maybe Mac is better than probably anybody in the 49ers defense. But Nick Bosa, at 100%, maybe now that he's gotten a little bit better. I mean, I don't know how he's going to come back from the injury. I think he's pretty comparable to Khalil Mack.
But offensive-wise, I think Chicago wins there because you have Allen Robinson, David Montgomery.
Allen Robinson's a free agent, though.
But if they sign, I'm saying like if the Bears team right now, I'm saying if they were everyone stays like right now.
But okay. Allen Robinson, and then it's a huge drop-off to Mooney because that's their second receiver. The Bears have the best receiver. The 49ers have 2 and 3. Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. So it's not
that the best tight end, too.
Oh, Kittle, yeah. Kittle's way better. Yeah. Kittle's better than Robinson, too.
Yeah.
If counting them as receiving weapons, Kittle would be one, Robinson, two. And then the running game as a whole, David Montgomery might be the best out of all the individual running backs, but the 49ers have the better running game because they have a better offensive line.
The best O-line in football?
The no, best O-line in football.
But it's just better than the Bears. Yeah, yeah. The Bears have a really bad offensive line.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very tricky. It's very tricky.
Thing is, no matter what team trades for him, as long as you have like a somewhat competent team, you're going to make the playoffs, in my opinion. I think he's that good of a quarterback. This year, the Texans are just a completely lost franchise. And I don't understand how you fuck up with a quarterback that you literally just signed to an extension. How do you make an unhappy in literally less than an offseason?
Yeah, and what boggles me is that last year they were 12-4 in the playoffs, and this year they were just like, even though like they were what, 3-11?
The Texans have always been a pretty solid team. Like,
yeah, but this year is a big drop off.
It's just a huge drop off.
I say 3-11.
They were always a quarterback away, and they found their quarterback, and then they just fucking collapsed. It's ridiculous.
It's a tragedy.
By the way, I'm so excited for Tua. Don't take me wanting Deshaun Watson and the Dolphins as not being excited for Tua. You're just hoping Tua ends up to be half as good as Tua. I love Tua. There's no bigger supporter of Tua in Miami than me. I'm willing to bet that.
Maybe debatable.
Get out of here. It's not debatable at all. When have I ever said anything bad about Tua?
No, I'm not doubting you. I'm just maybe somebody else, probably. I don't know, bro.
Like maybe his mother.
No. Not even his mother. We're not including family.
I kissed him on the forehead after the game. I'm joking.
Come here, little baby. Right.
Let's just get right into it then. All right. So, Jerry, why don't you give us your bracket first? We can go pretty in depth. Or do you guys want to do game by game?
Are we going to? No. Whoa. I'll give brackets. I'd like to
do it one at a time.
Like we all do a bracket. I think it's yeah. Do you want us to all do like you know, I do AFC, then you guys go and then NFC, do you want me to just give you the full run?
Let's do AFC first.
Gosh, all right, cool.
Fucking chair.
So we're gonna start at AFC.
2 seconds.
So I'm gonna start at the bottom from this picture that we have been sent. So we got the Titans versus the Ravens. Now, this game is a fucking coin toss, right? I believe so, right? A lot, like, I've heard a lot of things about, like, the Ravens just had a bad, like a shaky midseason. That's why they ended up as the wild card. But I don't know. I still kind of don't trust Lamar in the playoffs. Man's always seems lost. Especially in this exact matchup, right? But I wouldn't be surprised if this is the year that he just pulls off a win.
I wouldn't.
Me either.
I think the cards are set up right for him for this to happen, right? They're kind of like, you know, like getting their shit back together, and the Titans are kind of slowly declining.
They're relying too much on Derrick
Henry. So they're relying too much on Derrick Henry, and teams will stop that.
Yeah, I don't think that's
It's gonna be fun.
It's just complete trash this year because Tannehill's played out of his mind. Tannehill's actually had a really good season.
Yeah, I'm never doubting Tannehill.
Tannehill's
godsend for that team. But I think the Ravens have that game.
Interesting.
The next game that we have here, the Bills versus the Colts. If the reports are true, that Stephon Diggs will not be playing this game.
And Kobe Z.
And, And Cole Beasley will not be playing this game also due to injury. I honestly think the Colts could win it.
It's possible. But Josh Allen is that guy.
Josh Allen is that guy. But he's also very... It's kind of the same instance of Lamar where it's like they get shaky in the playoffs. They're not the same quarterback. Josh Allen is a way superior quarterback. And he's in a better position now this year than any other year of his career. But Philip Rivers is the veteran that they have a solid pass. They just, like, things are right in with the Colts.
And I want to give Philip Rivers like a little bit of credit because I think a lot of people undervalue what he does in the playoffs. He doesn't really choke in the playoffs. His team, the Chargers, are just trash. They're a trash organization.
Fun fact, he played a game with an ACL. Never lost during the wild card. Never lost during the wild card.
For real? Yeah, he's LeBron of the NFL. That's crazy. You know, he tore his ACL. He tore his ACL and played the next week against the Patriots.
I didn't know that.
He did. Poor guy. And he gets blamed for that loss.
Just again, don't tear it.
That sucks.
Just don't tear it,
buddy.
Come on, dude.
All right.
I mean, like I've always said, like it's so easy to point your finger at the quarterback, but anyways, if the reports are true, obviously, at this moment,
for the
sake
of the bracket, no, I think for the sake of the bracket, you should assume Stephon Diggs is going to play because it said uncertain. Diggs said he's fine. So, and if he's ready to go, they'll play him. If he says he's fine, I think they'll play him. So and I think
I'm gonna take that into account when we talk about the Bucks game as well. But then yeah, I'll take the Bills. It's almost like a match made in heaven, right? At this point, it's theirs to win.
Let's get into this last game. Come on.
No one can convince me the Steelers are winning. I'm sorry. No one's gonna convince me otherwise. The Steelers are winning this game.
Oh, I said
no one can convince me the Steelers are winning.
Yeah.
The Steelers are winning this game. 100%, because it's the Browns. Like, they're not a bad team. Okay, they're not a bad team, but they really kind of tried their ass off last week and lost by a 2-point conversion against our practice squad. So,
oh my god, it was not against your practice squad. You guys only sat down your quarterback.
We sat down. We didn't play Cameron Hayward. We didn't play T.J. Watt. We didn't play a couple other guys. So it's just fun saying practice squad, but I trust Big Ben's experience here. I just think everyone's just gonna play well. Like I really like it's like I just don't really see the Browns winning. Like I just don't against any of these teams. That's not even my Steelers bias. I just don't see them winning against any of these teams. So I have the Steelers winning, I have the Bills winning, and I have the Ravens winning. So by this standard, the Ravens will go on to play the Chiefs. They're going to get blown out of the water. Like, there's Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, Lamar has to call
Lamar Jackson's daddy. Never beat him. Lamar has never beaten him.
And I don't think ever will.
Particularly close. It was only close the first time they played, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. But when it happened this year, blown out of the water. Doesn't matter.
it doesn't change, yeah.
The Steelers, Bills. I feel like there's going to be a lot to be learned from this game, right? Like, especially due to our last matchup, a lot will be learned. I think it will be a closer game, but the Bills are going to win it.
All right, we love the you coming to face with reality. The realistic approach.
So then, the Chiefs Bills. I think it's kind of set up for the Bills to win, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do. But at this point, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. They haven't been playing at the same caliber, these two quarterbacks, right? Patrick Mahomes has gone a little loose.
Gone down the last couple weeks.
Right? But I think with all this rest, he'll pick his shit up. They'll get right back to where they are. I think this is probably going to be a very exciting game. Way more exciting than when they played in the season. Because, you know, it's for the Super Bowl run. But, yeah, I just don't see Kansas losing.
It's like, because Mahomes kind of did the, well last year. He was coming off the injury, so he didn't go into the playoffs playing that great to begin with. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like the second year in a row where they're not coming and playing their best football. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when he wasn't really struggling, he was just coming back from injury, getting back into playing shape. The defense was doing great. Yeah. This time around, the defense is doing
not that
okay.
Great.
It did pretty good against the Falcons. They held them pretty low, but against the Dolphins, they gave up a lot of points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, they're not the same defense. They're not.
Okay, well, I'll let go first with his bracket.
I don't know, because it's very similar. The only one that like I'm kind of like iffy if, because like you said, consider Diggs playing. And I don't know. I have to see if the Colts might pull an upset on the Bills.
I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
And then
I wouldn't be surprised, but they're saying he's uncertain. So I'm just assuming he's gonna play. Because so if he can take the field, they're gonna put him in. They're not gonna hold him for the next game or anything. You get me?
Okay, so Baltimore Titans. I would love to see Titans because I don't like Baltimore. Oh, I don't like Lamar Jackson, but Tennessee's kind of iffy on defense. So I'll say Baltimore. Okay, Colts, Bills. I kind of want to see the Colts. I want to believe in them. And then Steelers, Browns, Steelers. So then it would be the Colts play the. Oh my God! The Chiefs. And then the Ravens would play the Steelers. Okay, the Chiefs were probably. Would they beat the Colts? That Colts defense is pretty good. But the offense is one of those things. Like, can they pull off? Because, like, interesting.
I don't think they're explosive enough to contend with.
Exactly. They can't put up the same numbers. Like, they can score maybe 14, 21 points, but can they put up like 30? Probably not.
That game would be getting Jonathan Taylor 30 carries, but like. Yeah. What this guy did, I think, when they were playing the Steelers, that Jonathan Taylor only had 4 carries in the second half makes no sense. So if he pulls that shit again in the playoff, then they're not going to win anything.
So Chiefs win that game against the Colts, correct? Okay, so it's Steelers, Ravens. They've played each other twice already. Mm-hmm. Both times the Steelers have won. If I remember correctly, both times were close games, or was there one like a blowout?
It was both close games.
Both came down to the end, Tim.
Yeah. The second game was without Lamar, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Same issue, not because like the Steelers Ravens, it's because Lamar is really iffing the playoffs. And I don't think. Jesus Christ. Because
I've noticed, like, not to, you know, this is obviously your bracket, but it's just kind of something I want to point out is that every time I've noticed, like, Lamar is always kind of scared to play the Steelers. Like,
I get that, but it's very hard to beat a team three times. The season.
I'm not saying they'd win. This is just something I wanted to point out. Yeah. Since we're talking about Lamar Jackson.
He doesn't play good against the Steelers. He's like historically pretty bad against them.
He doesn't.
I remember I was giving Stephen Fantasy advice, and I was like, look at his career numbers versus the Steelers. And the Steelers defense at the time was playing like pretty fucking good. So I was like, think about that before you start him this week. So, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat a team 3 times. I'm using my logic.
Yeah, it is, but I'm gonna say fuck it. Why not? Another close game again, like another like 24-27 game. Steelers take it, and then they get blown up by the Chiefs in the championship game.
Wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if they get blown out.
Right,
but they wouldn't.
All right, buddy, you guys would get blown out. You guys would get absolutely.
I don't think so. I think it'd be like 31-21.
I don't think so. That's not a blow. That's a two possession game.
I just
said blow.
Just to make it interesting for the people listening at home.
Yeah, it's not gonna be like 47-9. Like it's like,
all right, it wouldn't be 47-9. Okay,
67-2.
But we wouldn't win. I'm not saying we'd win. I'm just saying we wouldn't give
110-4.
I got some pretty controversial opinions. All right, so the Titans and the Ravens played one time already this season. Ravens won a very close game. I think the Titans pulled it off.
Oh, didn't the Titans win?
No.
Didn't the Titans win?
No, wasn't it the Ravens? Or am I confusing that game with the Steelers game?
I'll search it up.
You are confusing with the Steelers. No, dude, because I remember seeing that one carry with Derrick Henry where he kind of like made an L like shape, and then that was like the game winning drive. Like I remember, I think the Titans
they
won.
They played. Whoa, what's going on here?
That's when they all stood on the logo and. Yeah. I think they won that game.
I think the Titans won that game. 24.
Titans.
That's why I picked the Ravens. That's why I picked the Ravens.
Damn, because I was going to use that logic to pick the Titans. But thing is that Titans defense is really bad.
Yeah, it is. Like, I like Tannehill.
It's not good.
I like the receivers.
But the Titans also just have the Ravens number, because like what they did to them in the playoffs last year, and then it hurt them, because like when the Titans were standing in their logo, they didn't do anything. So
yeah, it's person. This is a very personal game.
Yeah, it's crazy because like in theory, like if the higher seeds win, you could get like the divisional game and the AFC championship in the first two rounds this year. Like if you look at it, it'd be the same thing. You get me?
If the hires win?
Like, because like last year was Titans versus Ravens in the second round, and they went on to go play the Chiefs. So it'd be like, you get me?
Oh, I got you, yeah.
I see what you're trying to do. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I want Tennessee to win it,
but I just don't see it happening. I just realistically don't see it happening.
All right. I normally would not do this, but I think there's a chance Lamar Jackson gets his first playoff win this year.
Yeah.
I think so.
Let's give it to homeboy. All right, I'm gonna pick the Ravens. All right, Bills, Colts. I think the Bills win it.
Yeah,
I think even if Stephon Diggs doesn't play, I think he'll win it.
Oh no,
it's just interesting.
Just Josh Allen's year. Josh Allen almost beat the Texans last year in the first round, and he was just trying to make plays that weren't there because he didn't have any help around him.
He tried to really extend the play, and it just didn't work on his favor. Now he's had time to develop himself and like learn from these things. So that's why, yeah, I fully understand that.
I think Josh Allen wins either way. Browns, Steelers. Now this,
he's picking.
I mean, I don't really consider Titans. I don't think Titans Ravens is really an upset. Like if the Ravens win, I think that one's kind of like a toss up. You get me? Like I don't really think there's a clear favorite there.
Yeah, it's 50-50. That's what I said. I said that. Yeah.
Bills, Colts is a clear favorite. Browns, Steelers, I think there's a clear favorite. The overwhelming majority. The thing is, right? If the Browns are 100% with their coaching staff, I think it might be less likely that they'd beat the Steelers. Right? But now, you don't know what the fuck they're going to do. But it's also a possibility they just come out there and bust. So I don't know if I want to say they're going to beat the Steelers. But I just have a feeling that, you know, this one's for Miles.
I think Baker's gonna crack under pressure.
Yeah, I don't think Baker's that type of guy.
I don't think Baker's meant for like.
If he was gonna crack under pressure, he would have done it already. Because he's no one was under more pressure than him this season. Being the number one pick, having a good rookie season, like a fucking terrible second season, and he came back this year and he shut everybody up. When he played against the Ravens, he played out of his mind, and that was. He lost, but it wasn't his fault. The defense is garbage.
Of course.
The only thing that's their thing. The Steelers' strength, which is your wide receiver core, in my opinion, well, besides the defense, but like on offense, your wide receiver core is insane. You guys have virtually no running game.
It's very deep.
The Browns are a good run defense team. Have a shitty back half of their defense. So that's the thing. I think this game's gonna be a shootout. I don't think it's gonna be a blowout, but.
I don't think so either, but I think
hard.
I just think we'd win by like a comfortable amount.
It's like one of those things. You guys beat him last week. I mean, you guys they only beat you last week by 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean, you guys beat him once in the season before is what I was trying to say. But last week when you guys played, you guys only lost by 2 points without your starting quarterback. And if all those guys missed too, I'm not really 100% sure. But if you're saying they are, then they did. Then. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna go with the Steelers.
Interesting. Right. This is the first time ever.
First time.
The Ravens Chiefs. I'm not rooting for you guys because I do have a feeling the Browns are gonna win, but I have a hard time rooting for them without half their coaching staff. So it's like it's a little iffy. And when that secondary is kind of trash, so I don't know. But in the second round, you guys are gonna get blown out by the Steelers by the Bills.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think Josh.
I think we'd learn from our mistakes. Again, I don't
think you guys might be a little bit surprised.
I don't think we'll win.
You guys did the Bills already this year?
Yes.
The first loss, wasn't it? Oh no, the first loss was Washington.
That was our second loss right after Washington.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna learn from the mistakes of this game. We're gonna understand it more, and then we'll go out and play better, but not win. That's
Juju won't dance on the logo.
Juju will not dance on the logo. Dude, I think you should. Honestly. I think you should.
No.
I think it'd be hilarious.
I think you should do it this way. Right. But all right. So if it's Steelers Bills, I still think the Bills win. All right, we're just gonna take that one. Chiefs Ravens. All right, we got a big game for Lamar. He's gonna choke again. Chiefs win. All right, let's move forward. Chiefs Bills. All right. The Chiefs have been struggling on one hand lately. The Bills are the hottest team in football, right? Going into this game, like, I'm not really 100% sure what the win streak would be, but I'm going to search it up right now if they win the next two playoff games.
But probably like 9 or something like that.
Like, I think 11.
Yeah, it'd be 9. I think it'd be 11, but it's either 9 or 11, because I know that they would have had like 9 straight games coming into the playoffs if they didn't lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah. I know it's something crazy, so let's see. 9, 10.
That's a team that's fucking ready to roll, and they're rolling at that point. And I don't know if the Chiefs defense has anybody that can guard Stephon Diggs. When I saw us play the last week, that looked like the team of destiny. That was just everything's coming together at the right time. All right, let me see. Since the Cardinals, they beat the Chargers next week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That'd be an 8-game win streak.
And then they win the 8 next two.
Game win streak.
If they win the next two, make it to the championship, they'll be 10-0.
No. It'd be an 8-game win streak. I added it to a game.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it. My bad.
Yeah. That is a team that is on a roll.
Yeah.
And I love Mahomes. And I've been saying the whole team that the whole year that the Chiefs were the best team in the NFL, whatever, still that I believe in them. But Mahomes has been pretty careless with the ball recently. Let's look, because I know he threw 3 interceptions against the Dolphins. He threw a couple the next week, and and that's not something that he's really known for. So that might just be him getting a little bit comfortable. You get me? And just like kind of just taking chances that he otherwise wouldn't if he wasn't like Mahomes. You get me? But let's see. But fuck, bro, I just find it so hard to pick the Bills against Mahomes. But it's just like, the Bills just strike me as that team. The Bills just strike me as that team. So I'm gonna go out on them. It's like, because even if they just choke, like, you guys can't really like blame me, because the Bills, 8 games in a row, it's hard to pick against that.
No,
but I don't know if I can, bro. This is like
either or.
You guys are witnessing me.
If it goes down to that in like actual life, like either or, like, you can't go wrong. Like, you can make a case for both of them.
You can literally make a case for both of them. Yep.
If the Bills lose this game, that's just a thing that the moment was just too big for them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's always going to be too big for them, but at this point in time, at the moment, might be too big for them. Playing on an AFC championship, because that's the thing with Mahomes. He's been there before. He's done that. He's won in that stage, and he's done it before a bunch of times. So, fuck, bro. Fuck it, bro. I'm gonna go Bills.
Interesting. Right,
I'm gonna go Bills. All right. Time to take the NFC. Jerry.
I got some
hot takes.
I got some spicy ones. All right. We're gonna start again from the bottom up from this picture. We got the Bucks at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I just really think, again, for the brackets purposes, Mike Evans will be playing this game. Right? I really don't see.
Before you make your pick, I just want to let you know, 80% of Mike Evans is better than
100%.
All right, let's just leave you with that.
I don't see Brady losing. I really don't. Like, it's like, Washington's a solid team. It's a stellar team, right? Their defense, impeccable, bro.
That's the offense.
Chase Young's anomaly.
Impregnable. Impeccable, or whatever the fuck it is.
But
impregnable.
Impregnable.
Oh, that's what he says. I swear.
He says impeccable.
No, he says impregnable. I swear.
Does he really?
LMAO.
But
that's just perfect.
Washington's offense, poo poo pee pee. Poo poo pee pee.
I don't think it's poo poo pee pee.
It's not good.
Not with Alex Smith. They're 5-1 with Alex Smith this season.
It's not great. And I do appreciate that. Like, I know Bruce Arians came out and said, like, we're not going against a 7-9 team. We're going against a 5-1 team with Alex Smith, right? Exactly. So, like, he can acknowledge that they're, like, we shouldn't just get too comfortable. I don't know. I just think the Bucks have everything set up right. Genuinely.
The thing is, Alex Smith does have a history of choking the playoffs, but yeah, he has that dude and Scary Terry. And he has
I love Scary Terry. And I hate to bet against him. I hate to bet against these men. Amazing men.
But Ace Young is coming. He's coming.
Change him. I want
he probably already came.
He probably came. He probably came.
This man doesn't only last minutes, bro. This man lasts days. All right.
I'm picking the Bucks. Plays, it'll be a week. I'm picking the Bucks.
Yeah. All right, all right.
So now we got the Saints and the Bears. Do I even need to say this? It's the fucking Saints, bro. Like, there's no one on this earth besides Bears fans. I don't even think Bears fans are picking themselves. We got the Saints. We got the Saints. Now here's a spicy one. Here's a spicy one. I'm picking the Rams. I'm picking the Rams.
Without Jared Goff?
Without Jared Goff. Without Jared Goff.
That's interesting.
Taking Wolford, bro.
I feel like the Seahawks are collapsing. I feel like there's just Jamal has been doing great, but other than that, their secondary is not ideal. The run game's trash. DK is an anomaly, but against Jalen Ramsey.
He's that guy. He's that guy.
Best quarterback in the league.
I can't bet against him, man.
That guy.
I can't bet against him, man. I'm picking the Rams. I'm picking the Rams. It's gonna be a very low scoring game.
Yeah. I mean, the last game last week was 20-12. Or no, it wasn't last week, it was the week before, right? It was 20.
Yeah, something like that. Like, it wasn't that high. So with this, what do we got? Rams, Packers, and then Saints, Bucks. I got.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's hard to play in Lambeau in these weather conditions.
Aaron you don't Rogers think John is Wolford? Trying to, well, I'll play him. I'll play Aaron Rodgers.
John Wolford is an anomaly. John Wolford is an anomaly. But
come on, man. He was drafted 199, my guy.
The best QB drafted in the sixth round ever, bro. I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers is trying to. Is the unanimous MVP at this point. He's giving a little big fuck you to the Packers organization for picking Jordan Love. So I think he's taking it, obviously. I mean, the Rams are just they're good, but they're not good enough. You know what I mean?
Even with Jared Goff, this would be
I don't know if Jared Goff will be there at that point. Maybe. I don't know how serious it was. But and then we got the Saints Bucks.
Listen, it's hard to beat a team 3 times in a row.
Listen. It's hard to beat a team three times.
But they didn't beat the Bucks 3 times. They fucking washed the floor with them.
Exactly.
I want you to consider that. It wasn't a close game.
They manhandled the Bucks.
The Bucks looked like the Jets. The Broncos, with no quarterback, put up as many points against the Saints as the Bucks did.
As Tom Brady did.
And it wasn't in garbage time. All right? Let's think about that.
And Kendall Hinton. Taysom Hill. It was Taysom Hill. It wasn't Drew Brees playing.
Yeah, that's true. My God. So who's picking that game?
You know? I'm going to pick the Bucks.
Son of a bitch. I want you to pick the Bucks. All your Jordan stuff in my house.
You're the LSU fan now. I want to root for the Saints. I want Drew Brees to go out with a bang. It's hard, man. It's hard to beat a team 3 times. I have to acknowledge this. Right? But I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints just fucking pull off a win because they're the Saints. Now, the big title game. Bucks and Packers, who have already played before, right?
Who are you picking?
You know, my heart wants to pick the Bucks, like genuinely,
I owe my dad $10. Fuck you.
It's gonna be the Packers, dude.
It's gonna be the Packers. It's gonna be the Packers. I want to pick the Bucks, man. I really do, but I just think, again, that game is going to be in Lambeau.
And they
and that weather, the Packers, I don't know if Tom Brady has the arm to deliver the ball downfield. And no, that weather. No.
At age 43.
A little debate.
I might be wrong.
And I don't know if any of that receiver core has experience in that weather either. Like, it's so tough.
And they've also never been to the playoffs. It's a very young team. The only one that's really been to the playoffs there is Tom Brady. So and the truth AB, is
Tom Brady.
He's saying all this, and maybe they all fucking shit their pants.
But wait, AB made the playoffs? Gronk made the playoffs?
Yeah, but Mike Evans hasn't. Yeah, Chris Godwin hasn't. Yeah. Shaquille Barrett's never made. Well, has Shaquille Barrett made? Because I know he came from somewhere else.
Yeah, I know he did come from somewhere else, but I do not know where.
Bears, so I don't.
Fournette has not. Oh, was he there in 2017? Yeah, he was.
Fournette was there in 2017.
He was there in 2017.
Fournette should have been the 2017 AFC Championship. All right, I mean, should have been the AFC Champion. All right, let's get that out of the way.
Anyways, so I want to pick the Bucks. I want to see it happen, but I'm picking the Packers.
All righty. So it's my turn.
So, mm-hmm. So you have a Packers versus a Chiefs Super Bowl.
The State Farm Bowl. All right. Well, this is my turn. So I'm the same order. Bucks at Washington. We're coming to the same premise that it's probably going to be Brady. Even though I would love to see Washington win.
I would love to see the upset. I really would. But
the thing is,
it's not likely
because they don't have, like how you said before and we said in previous shows, they don't have the offense to put it up. Because their defense is great, but they don't have the offense for it. Tampa Bay wins that. Saints Bears, come on, son. Obviously, I'm picking the Bears. Okay, the Saints, and then Rams Seahawks. I really don't like. I get what you say about the Rams.
But if you don't see it, I understand.
I personally don't see it, but I agree it'll be a low scoring game. I was thinking like 14-9. Like that's like something that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're like both teams are in shambles. Like the Rams, like they shouldn't be in the playoffs, but like the NFC this year was just like wonky. So like they're in the playoffs. Seattle fucking downfall hard.
They're down bad.
But I think they beat the Rams from
so they should be
it would be
dudes who are down bad.
So it would be Bucks and Green Bay versus Seahawks and Saints, correct?
I think so. Correct.
Okay, so Green Bay at Bucks, taking Green Bay.
Of course. And
Saints at Seattle. I think the Saints are overall like better team than the Seahawks, better defense. We can have, like you said, they don't have like Seattle's not a run game. DK Metcalf is an anomaly, but like after a while, it kind of gets repetitive. You can kind of stop that. Defensively, they're not the same team, so I think the Saints win that. Now here comes the fucking hard part: Green Bay SC and Saints NFC Championship.
Two experienced veterans.
They've been there before.
Two solid teams who have been in this position in years past. The Saints 2 years ago. The Packers last year. What do you do
now?
I think
you can.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with what Tabo said about the AFC Championship. You can't fool me here. I mean, you can't. You can't penalize me for picking my favorite team here to win this.
Oh,
which is obviously the Saints. God. But I granted, can penalize. I'm safe. Okay. No, you can't.
But if I had that same bracket, I would probably pick the Saints too.
Because Drew Brees, the same thing we told about Tom Brady, that he doesn't have the arm to deliver the ball. Drew Brees has an even weaker arm than Tom Brady at this point.
It's even worse. It's even worse, but
I just trust that roster and that team's chemistry. But like I said, I'm picking the Saints because of obvious reasons, but I understand and I can see Green Bay winning it.
Imagine that game happening in Lambeau and everything like that. Like, do you realistically see the Saints coming out of that and winning it?
And you also have to consider their past playoff fucking collapses.
Listen, man, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, man, that's been against the Vikings. The Vikings are nowhere to be found.
Listen, I don't want to hear this.
Look twice against the Vikings, once against who?
Once at
the Rams.
And look how hard those two teams fall and look how high the Saints are. Just think about it.
Well, the Rams fell because they don't have Jared Goff. Or else I'd probably choose Jared Goff.
No, you wouldn't.
Is right.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. That defense is elite. I don't think Drew Brees will be able to do the ball.
Answering Jerry's question, it would have to be for the Saints to win. Like, actually, I truly see it would have to be one of those games where just Kamara pops off, not like six touchdowns. Obviously, I would love six, but like just like one of those. He has one of those games, both rushing and receiving. Michael Thomas finally shows up for once, for God's sakes.
Slam Boy has zero touchdowns this season.
Yeah. And then our defense will just have to stop Devontae. Well, obviously, the entire Packers like offense, but
can Lattimore handle that?
I don't know. I think it's a lot more difficult than just stopping Devontae Adams. Because if you don't, like, I just think Aaron Rodgers, like Lazard and Valdez Scantley, don't get a lot of credit.
And the,
I think it's tight very end. Good. And Tanyan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they have a deeper.
Yeah, it's not that they're great players; it's that they have such good chemistry. But that, like, he's able to know what they're going to do before they do it.
But Aaron Rodgers is losing. He did lose his right tackle or right guard.
Left tackle, or it was Bakhtiari. He's the best person on the offensive line. That's a pretty big.
Did he really? Oh, yeah.
And Torre's ACL.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that could be a loophole that we exploit. So I don't know if it comes down to that. I'll be happy with either win. Obviously, I'll be a little bit sad if the Saints don't win. But if it comes to that, I'm excited for no matter what. Because I'm a big Rodgers fan. MVP right there. And then we're not talking about Super Bowl here yet. We'll do that to both of you.
We're not talking about Super Bowl yet.
All right. So Bucks versus Washington. I really wanted to make an excuse that Washington will beat the Bucks.
Me too.
But can you?
The thing is, I was looking at like the Bucs, like when Washington has gone on this like winning streak, I looked at them since they played against the Steelers, right? Mm-hmm. They've literally just consistently put up 20 to 23 points.
Yep.
They put up, I'm trying to see. Wait, okay, I lost track. Yeah, they put up 23 against the Steelers, 23 against the 49ers, 20, 20, 20. And I was looking at the Bucs. The least amount of points the Bucs has scored has been like 24 or something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been pretty high, like 34. Oh,
okay, since around that same area. So, because like they've just been streaking the last couple. 26. Look, it was 44, 47, 31, 26, 27, 27, 46. And then they fucking got destroyed since that was the game against the Saints.
Ahaha.
So it's like kind of hard to make a case for them. I think their defense is really good. I'm just saying, if they were to win, I wouldn't be as surprised as a lot of people.
Washington,
all right, because that defensive line is ferocious, and the Bucks offensive line isn't the greatest, and also the corners are very underrated for the Washington football team. I actually have a really good pass defense too.
And
so
I could be wrong, but isn't Tampa Bay's linebacker Devin White out for the game?
He is. That is correct.
Because COVID.
That is correct.
Oh shit!
Devin White is up,
and that's his number one pass rusher.
You can score on that defense. But the thing is, like, if you're scoring consistently 23 to 20 points, it's a little bit hard for me to say that you're going to score
your
more.
Your defense will have to shut them out.
24. Yeah, you'd have to just completely shut them out and get after Tom Brady, which is what the Bears did. And the Bears won that game when they played them early in the season. But honestly, I don't know, bro. It's just, fuck, bro. This is actually tough. This is so much tougher than I thought it would be. The NFC East team actually has a good matchup. I'm just gonna pick the Bucks just for time's sake. I just wanna, because that's the more likely thing to happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if the football team could pull it off.
Quick question: I pretty much know your answer, but I just want to hear you say it. If the Giants would have made it, who would have won it?
The Bucks,
probably the Bucks. But honestly, I think that game would have been a lot closer than a lot of people thought. I don't see the Giants.
Would they have also played the Cowboys if they would have made it?
Yeah, they would have played whatever team from the NFC East came out.
Okay. Because you know the Cowboys almost made the playoffs as well. If the Cowboys would have won, and then
the Cowboys, that would have been the biggest blowout out of all of them.
Yep. 100%.
All right. Next we got Bears and Saints. I'm gonna go with a shocker here. I think the Bears win.
I mean, that was a surprise.
All right. I'm not just being a hater here. I don't know if you guys heard Mitch Trubisky came out
and said we have nothing to lose.
All right, and I know a lot of people had a problem with that. I love him saying that, dude.
I love that.
Because genuinely, he has nothing to lose. Right now, he's playing for his job.
That could potentially be the last game he plays as a Bear.
Exactly. Even though I've heard rumors that they're probably going to bring him back, but if they get Deshaun Watson,
they're not a champ. Obviously, if they get Deshaun Watson, but I hope
they bring him back, man. He's had a really good resurgence the last couple of weeks. That offense has been doing good.
Yes,
and that defense is still that defense. Man, so
solid defense.
Again, Drew Brees, man. I just don't see it. I don't know. He's just been struggling this year. He hasn't been the same Drew Brees we all know and love. And it's obviously his last game, so I hate to see him go out like this. But I just see that Bears team is just streaking right now. It's just a little tough. Let me look at Drew Brees' last couple of games. 160 yards, 2 touchdowns. Oh, wait, that was against Tampa Bay. That was the first game of the season. All right. He had 3 touchdowns and 200 yards against the Panthers. It's a trash defense. Against Minnesota, he had no touchdowns and 2 interceptions. That's not a good defense.
That was week
16.
That was
Kamara's 6 touchdowns. Yeah. They don't count rushing touchdowns.
Wait, they played. They actually played against each other. Chicago and the Saints.
Yeah.
He had 280 yards and 2 touchdowns against that Chicago team.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume that they beat the Bears.
They did.
Correct? Yeah.
All right. But, bro, I just want to root for Mitch so bad. I think they pull it off. I think they do. And then now I have to go over the Seahawks versus the Rams. Bro, the Rams are without Jared Goff. I honestly see them. There's no chance that the Seahawks lose this game. Let's move forward. All right, Green Bay versus the Bears. Green Bay washes the fucking Bears. That's a team that can win
yeah. 3 times in a row.
that is one thing that just there's no chance the Bears beat them. All right, now the Seahawks versus the Bucks. The Bucks fucking wash them. All right. The thing is there, the Seahawks offense is kind of falling apart while their defense is actually getting better. So it's kind of like the one half that was bad is now finding itself, and the one half that was good is now fucking losing itself. So we'll see. But I think the Bucks win it. And then Green Bay versus Bucks. I'm going Green Bay all the way. Green Bay is making the Super Bowl this year. Aaron Rodgers is gonna be that dude. All right. Let's move on to the Super Bowl. All right. So I think you guys have Packers Chiefs. I have Packers Bills.
Yes, correct.
I have the potential of Saints Chiefs, but let's just say Packers.
Oh, wait, no. Did you say that the Saints were going
to win? Because I said I picked the Saints to win, but I also like
okay, the Saints. Okay, so you have the Saints Chiefs. You have the Saints Chiefs. Oh, we all have different ones. All right. Yeah.
Right?
I don't see Aaron Rodgers losing. I don't. No. I don't at all. Right? If he makes it that far, like you said, O-line's banged up, right? Chiefs defense hasn't been playing the same. It's hard for me to see any.
Because I don't want to see either.
But, like, you know, I feel like I'm going to hate the Chiefs in the next couple of years, just being in the AFC. They're like the next Patriots, you know, how I fucking hated the Patriots during that dynasty.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up hating the Chiefs, so let's start now. I got the Packers winning. 100%. Just winning it all. And if I'm a throw a little. And obviously the Super Bowl MVP will be Mr. AR-12.
Oh, fuck.
AR-12.
All right, Nick, you go.
Unless Devontae catches like 4 touchdowns, then.
Yeah. 4 touchdowns for like 200 yards. And yeah, obviously. Yeah,
something crazy.
Saints versus Chiefs thing. I don't know, because the Saints played already the Chiefs and they lost.
You've seen this matchup already.
Yeah. But it was when it was the first game back from injury. But like, let me.
Things could change between
here and there. If yours is quicker, you can go while I search up that game.
Bills, Packers. All right. This is the game we have not seen this season. So we have no prior knowledge. We can just go over what we think. At this point, the Bills have won 8 games in a row. The Packers, on the other hand. Oh. Okay. I thought I muted out. The Packers have probably won a good amount of games in a row. Not the same as the Bills. I think this is going to be a very exciting game. Because Stephon Diggs actually has a tough matchup in this game. He's going against Jair Alexander, who's the number one ranked corner. So that's a tough matchup. He actually held AJ Brown to fucking like no points in the in my fantasy football championship. That shit sucked. So I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough game. Well, who would you guys think would win in that scenario? You guys are taking the Packers?
I'm taking the Packers.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much.
Like, I think that stage is too big for Josh Allen.
Unless it's like the Chiefs for. Unless it's like the Chiefs Packers where I'm like, I'm heart torn between the both of them. If it's Packers versus any other team besides the Chiefs, I'm automatically taking the Packers.
The thing is, I think if the Bills do make it this far, which in my bracket they do, I think no moment's too big for that team.
I think so.
I understand that.
I think that is, though.
You understand that, right?
It's like, I understand it, but like, I don't know.
But this is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is a Super Bowl, but then again, they get lucky. This is not a normal Super Bowl. This isn't a crowded year with the stadium's full. It's empty seats this year. We don't even know where are they doing it this year? Tampa Bay, right?
Tampa.
Yeah, so what, they have 30 to 40% fans or something like that?
That's like, they're having like 20,000 seats or something like that, to what I read.
So it's not completely full. Damn, that's a pretty even playing field for them.
I understand that. It's still the Super Bowl. Like, it's still...
I know. I trust Aaron Rodgers over Josh Allen, so I think I'm going to take the Packers. Yeah. But, like, if the Bills do make it that far, and it wouldn't surprise me if they do, I think they win it all.
So you're taking the Bills?
No. I'm thinking...
Like, Packers?
The Packers, yeah.
Okay, so I'll go with you. I looked up the Chiefs-Saints game. Now, granted, this was the first game for Breeze after, like, breaking his entire body. The game finished 32-29. So is that not that close? That wasn't that far of a game.
But then again, like, you guys kind of, it wasn't that close of a game.
It actually was.
No, it was like, not that it, close it, of a game. I remember this game now, actually. It was not. You guys started coming back at the end after they had gone up like 25 or something like that.
At the third quarter, it was 21-15. Yeah, 15. And then we scored 14, they scored 11, so it was 32-29. We just didn't score the first quarter, but that it was we all scored in each quarter. And then
yeah, okay, Breeze, but what was the score at halftime? What was the score at halftime?
These are the score at the end of the third quarter. 14-9.
I remember watching that game. The game was not a close game.
Yeah, it was 14-9. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't that far off of a game. And then I'm looking at Breeze's stats. Breeze didn't have a good throwing game, but he had 234 yards. I don't know why I said 234. 234 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. And then, what's the guy's name? Mahomes had 254 for 3 touchdowns. But that game,
how many interceptions?
Breeze had one. Mahomes had none. But
oh, he had none? Okay, I thought he had thrown a couple.
But Kamara, the running game wasn't very there for the Saints that game. Kamara only had 54 rushing yards, receiving 40, had a receiving touchdown. So I don't know. It could be a close one. Could be the same situation where it's another like 32-29, like another close game. The thing is, for me to give an honest opinion, I would have to see how Breeze is playing up to that point. If he's playing, he's not gonna be his usual self because, dude, this guy's like 40 years old. But if he's playing better than how he has been playing, I can make a case for it. Bless you. I can make a case for him possibly winning, but I need to see how that team is playing. But just going blindly based on their last games that they both played, what was the Chiefs' last game? Oh, well, the Chiefs last game with Mahomes, Chargers. I'm trying to say. No, but like with Mahomes.
Oh, the Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah, because the Chargers, like the Chiefs game against the Chargers, they didn't play anyone. I mean, I don't know. The Falcons aren't a good team either, and it was 17-14.
But then again, dude, it's like the Chiefs just made the Super Bowl last year. It's like you have to have some balance. That they've been there, done that. You get me?
Yeah. No.
It's been a long time since Drew Brees has been in this situation.
I'm just spitting out facts so I can make a case. Just take it like I said, not knowing how they've both been playing up to that point, just taking them from last, I'd probably take the Chiefs. But again, everything can change based on seeing them like play up. Like if, for example, Mahomes is just garbage and then Drew Brees is playing like MVP, which obviously probably not, but like, you know, anything can happen. Yeah. But yeah, just off the last two performances, I'll probably take the Chiefs.
Interesting. I take the Chiefs in that situation too.
Yeah.
The thing I'm seeing with the Saints is that the Saints are literally like, like the best version of the Colts, or like the better version of the Colts. You get me?
I saw
really good defense. Not who said it. Offense, but you guys have a more explosive running back.
But I forgot who said it, and I agree with it. The Saints on paper have the best roster all around.
Possible.
But it's just an issue with Drew Brees.
I'm trying to think of other rosters. I mean, the Bills have a really good roster, too. And their defense
but running backs is great.
The running backs aren't that good. But then again, like, they sacrifice. Because Stephon Diggs is better, at least this season, than Michael Thomas. Oh,
100%.
And Cole Beasley and John Brown, I think, are more solid than Emmanuel Sanders. And I don't know. I don't even know who your third receiver is.
I just saw it. Come on. Give me a sec.
And this season, Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Drew Brees. Oh,
100%. No doubt there.
Yes. Yes.
What's the other one?
I have no idea who the other
Bucks,
one is.
The Bucks are a phenomenal roster.
The Bucks are phenomenal. Yes. They just have a lot of issues on defense. It's very tough. Yeah.
Let me think.
Can you imagine we're all wrong with this fucking, like, it ends up being like the Bears fucking.
Washington versus the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. If the Bears, if they win, like I think they are, they have to go to Lambeau. It's not gonna happen. Like, no matter what, they win, they know who.
But if they make it out of Lambeau by some miraculous reason, they're going to the fucking Super Bowl.
Maserati Mitch, like, captured his Joe Flacco energy, bro. That's what happened.
His elite energy,
big brain moves.
If he does, okay, like, hypothetically, right? We don't think he's going to win the Super Bowl. If he does win a Super Bowl, like, what the fuck do you do with him? What, you obviously have to extend him.
Yeah, obviously.
You obviously have to extend him.
You give him all the money he would. You put a blank check on the table. That's it, bro. That's it.
When was the last time Bears won the Super Bowl? Was it the 85 year? Or was it later? Yeah. 85. Yeah, so whatever.
They went in the early 2000s. Wait. Did they beat? They lost to Peyton Manning, right?
They almost went in.
So that's what, 20?
2010. Before Brandon Marshall got there, yeah.
In 2010.
20, so that's 35 years since they've won.
Yeah, if Mitch says
they're in the national AFC championship or NFC.
Interesting.
My bad. Go, what were you guys going to say? Mitch does it?
If Mitch does it, like, he...
Blank check on the table.
Yeah. Mahomes, like, the type of same thing with Mahomes.
500 mil. Give it to him.
10 years, 500 mil. Nah,
can you imagine if he goes and beats Mahomes? That's like, oh.
I think even if he does that, like, the smart move to be would give him, like, a Blake Bortles contract. It's like, for the majority of your time here, you've underperformed, but this year, you had a good year. You get me?
No, but can you imagine that? Like, the irony of it? Like, he got shit on. Like, he would get the shit.
I mean, we like, it'd be very, like, interesting to find out, like, if we could, like, do, like, a what if scenario. If, like, the Jaguars had won in 2017, what contract would they have given Blake Bortles?
It's fascinating. Exactly. It's like almost exactly the same scenario.
Yeah. And they gave him a very, like it was a good deal for him, because he probably wasn't gonna get starting money anyways anywhere else. But then he just got like I think it was like 3 years, 50 million or something like that. That's a solid contract. I think that's what Mitch should get. I think he should take it.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. If he doesn't take it, fuck it. Bring him to Pittsburgh.
So I think the overwhelming majority think that the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl here.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think if it's Chiefs Packers, I think the Chiefs have a chance to pull it out. But if it's the way
I'm not saying they don't.
Yeah. But I think that's the one other Super Bowl champion we could have. I don't really see any other team winning a championship besides those two. It's just, I want to see how the Chiefs play when we haven't seen them. We haven't seen them at full force. You get me?
Yeah, that's why I'm excited for the playoffs, so we can really see how the teams are going to play. Because who knows?
I'm like really excited for the playoffs.
Yeah, fucking watching powerhouse.
I'm going to be watching Saints-Bears on Nickelodeon this Saturday. So
me too.
Catch me. Catch me, you know what I mean? We're gonna see that slime and googly eyes. You know what it is?
Every time they get a touchdown, it's gonna be just shooting up slime, like a Kids' Choice Award.
Alvin Kamara has tweeted just now. See y'all Sunday. We'll be playing.
Okay, I thought there was gonna be something wrong.
We'll be playing.
Fuck that man, Drew Brees, bro. You know what? Imagine he just comes out and says,
"It's like, bro, fuck Breezy."
The Bears.
All right, bro. I think that's all we have for you guys today. I mean, that's pretty much it. Do we have anything else you guys want to say? Anything else you guys want to add?
The Heat court looks.
Does Jerry want to guarantee that the Steelers will not lose to another team in the division? Remember the last time that happened? Bro, I don't care how bad we're playing. We're not going to lose to the Bengals, bro.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Like, who legitimately?
Yeah, no one would have fucking picked it.
It was just the fact that you
I stated it, so much, dude.
Gave me like hope, like, you know, I think the Bengals could catch him on a bad day.
Little did you know.
Did I picked the Browns to beat the Steelers? No, right?
In this bracket,
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
On the bracket.
It's so hard because I honestly could see most matchups going either way. There's just some matchups. I think there's no chance that the one team wins. Like, I think
the only matchup I truly see it like that is the Saints Bears. Like, that's the only one.
For me, it's the
everything else can go either way.
For me, it's the Bucks Washington one.
I mean, then
with all of our choices.
It's just if they can somehow hold the Bucks under 23 points, that's Washington's game. That's Washington's game. Like we said, 20 to 23 points, bro. That's a sweet spot. All right. But I think that's all we have for you guys today. I mean, I think you guys, we're going to start promoting the Discord a little bit more, try and get some of you guys in there, make that shit pretty live, make that shit pretty lit, you know what I mean? Get some people to talk sports. Oh, my God. Jerry just kamikaze'd his mic.
that is correct.
Just send that shit fly.
All right. But make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at _EBSports. We're going to try and get that talk out to you by next week. And that's all we have for you guys.
Peace out. Ciao.